You.
Yes, it is. Doing what I'm doing. Running my mouth. Coming to you from my hut, live from Dakota Avenue here. Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday Morning Show, July 15th edition. Talking real estate, Stephen Cherry from Action Realty. Going here. What are you up to? Oh, is that chair playing? You seem to. The chair is sinking.
So. I thought he was getting up to leave.
No kidding.
I'm get back here.
Well, Steve doing his best pygmy impression today. We'll just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. Good morning, and thank you for coming in.
Good morning, Bill.
Always love this on Tuesday. Today, we're going to talk. I found something here. The 5 golden rules of real estate. Okay. So I'll bring this up, and you comment on this, okay? Number one is make your money when you buy. Don't gamble. Make your money when you buy. You agree with that, Matt? That makes sense? Because you two are the experts with the experience you've got.
That's an interesting part.
Yeah, I thought, too, it was an interesting statement.
The market is the market, and, you know, it always don't have a guarantee on whether it's going up or going down, which, you know, we've been experiencing maybe a little bit of the downshift the last couple of years here. But,
right.
I guess if you just work hard and try to study your properties out there and try to pick the best one that seems to be the best price, you know, I guess that's where you would study to make your money, I guess.
That makes sense, though. Seriously, that makes sense when you put it like that. Cherry, this one's for you. Never stop learning. You stop learning, you start losing.
That's a definite bullseye on that
one.
You know, every day we're learning. We're getting new forms again. Mm-hmm. So it's a constant. You got to keep up on this stuff. Otherwise, you kind of just fall behind.
Right.
And the one that I've really decided we need to step up is our social media. So,
yeah, well, everybody's there.
Yep,
that's where everybody's heading these days.
Every single day I can do social media stuff, and it just keeps on.
Okay, I'll just do one more, okay, and then we're finished with it. Bigger picture. I mean, as realtors, I know you're always looking at that. Do you stress that to people buying and selling, too? I mean, you got to look at, you know, the panoramic view.
Absolutely. You know, when we're taking a potential buyer through a property, I mean, we see the property, we see the price, and, you know, if we have concerns that, you know, this property is probably at the top end, and, you mm-hmm. know, it could be, you got to be cautious when you turn around to sell, because you don't want your client, of course, to lose money. So in the big picture, you do want to have that all thought out on, you know, if it's a smart move or if it would be better just to wait for something else.
You guys have so much experience, Steve. You've got years in this business, too. And I was thinking of this last week. Has this ever happened to you where someone sells a home, they move out, and then suddenly this place that they thought they were going to have falls through, and you've already sold the house to somebody else? Has that ever happened?
Oh, I don't. Those are the horror stories, Bill. You know, and I think back to the worst one I had was, you know, a person has to close on their house in the morning to then turn around and buy the one they're buying in the afternoon. And we got to closing that morning, and the sellers backed out at the closing table.
Oh, man.
Well, by backing out, of course, they shut them down from getting, you know, and I shouldn't say that. I guess they closed in the morning and went to the afternoon to close on the one they were going to buy, and that seller backed out. So here they sold their house in the morning they were in, and they're not getting the one they were buying to move into later that afternoon. And so they end up in a motel, and of course it was a lawsuit. And,
oh, man.
You know, it ended up costing that seller about $50,000 to keep his house in the end, and he paid it, too.
Holy smokes. Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of backed into a corner.
But, you know, his wife just couldn't do it. She just couldn't leave, and she wasn't going to sign. And so, of course, you put that buyer into a motel for a while mm-hmm. with a family.
Yeah,
and
it's going to get a little
and
pricey.
And then the rates went up a little bit, so they had to pay differential on that for, I think, like 2 years. It was incredible, you know.
I've asked you this before, but I'm going to ask it again. How do you deal with all these variables? It just seems like there's so many variables in the real estate business, in the real estate market. Number one, how do you keep track of it all? And We've talked about this. It's a day-to-day thing with all the changes and everything coming up.
Yeah, you really do. We just study up on any of the forms that we're getting that are new and changes that are happening in our business. You just keep up on it the best you can. And
right.
Day by day, something always is a little bit, could be a little different.
That's what I was thinking, because with all of us that go to work every day, there's usually kind of a mess or a variable in our day, too. And I'm sure it's that way with you guys, too.
Yeah, it is. And there's just the little horror stories that come along. You go to buy a house and you've seen all these appliances in that house and you're expecting to get those. And about the day before closing, the seller goes in and buys a bunch of used appliances, puts them in the house, and takes out all the new ones.
Oops. And, yeah, that could be a problem.
Yeah, you do your walkthrough right before closing, and they kind of go, wait a minute. And so you don't close until something gets figured out.
And my point to all of this, and I'm going to wrap it up in a nice tidy bow, is this is why you go with your local realtors, because there's way too many variables, I think. To let somebody from out of town try to handle this. Or like you said, Sherry, a team of people.
Exactly.
Go with your local realtors because, it's a safer, a much safer bet that way.
We agree.
Absolutely. All right. Any new listings that you can tell us about? Anything going on?
We've got our Fairmont listing that we listed last week, and we sold that one. Mm-hmm. It was a great property with a lot of potential. We've got a couple that we're working on now, so we're excited to get them out there.
Good deal. Hometown Heroes, too. Bring that up, too.
Absolutely. We still offer that. If you've served our country, current or veteran, if you're a police officer, military, fireman, we want to honor you. If you buy or sell a house with us, we want to give you a gift card at closing for that.
You got a soft spot in your heart for our heroes.
I do.
Sherry Bell. Steve, Sherry, great to talk with you. Have a good week. And I'm out on vacation next week, so you'll be talking with Turner. So I'm going to go try to catch my breath.
Uh-oh.
For once this summer.
Well, we miss you already.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks,
folks.
Bill.
Appreciate it. It's 9:17 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to tonight, shining through the trees. Rickets.